ABC Radio Australia.
To Fiji, where three fishermen were saved from a sinking boat in a dramatic rescue mission over the weekend. Social media video shows the moment when they were discovered and those on board a passing boat sprung into action. Sir Anana Revina Sanga, husband, she's the husband of one of those who dived into the rough sea to bring the fishermen to safety.
He was actually coming from the island to the mainland, Lotoka. So before they reach Vomo Island, there's an island in the middle of Lotoka and Waia, is Vomo Island.
And what did they see when they came close? What did they see?
They saw a boy standing on top of the capsized boat, waving. So he assumed that it was a trouble, emergency.
And when they got closer, what did they see?
So they saw he saw three men. So two of them were Indo-Fijian and one Fijian.
And were they in the boat, so, or where were they, these men?
They were on top of the boat. The boat was upside down. Right. Three of them was on top of the boat. But the boy that stood up and waved, he was a Fijian boy.
And when they got closer, what did they do?
So he dived with his snorkeling gear on to get the rope so that the father can hold on to the rope while he transferred them one by one to the fiber boat, which he was...
Do they know what happened to that boat? Why did it end up upside down?
My husband asked one of the boys. Then they said that the boat was a very old boat, and it was a fishing boat. So the bottom part, the sea was rough that day, and the bottom part burst.
When your husband saw, he put on the snorkeling mask and he jumped in. How did he feel? Was he a bit scared or?
No, he wasn't scared because he was a diver himself, and so he was willing to help them.
So he went one by one, and he brought them each. He took them and brought them back to the boat.
Yes.
And the whole time, what was he thinking and what was he feeling?
Oh, he felt sorry for them, so because one of them was naked, so he was old, so he took one of his tricotali and gave him before putting him onto the fiber boat.
And I saw. Did he recognize one of the older men? Like he knew him from somewhere?
Oh yes. The older man was our landlord from Natambua. From 2018, he was our landlord. And the young Fijian boy was, we were brought together here in Tomuka settlement. So, yes. And the one with the orange T-shirt was the owner of the boat. He's from Tomuka settlement as well. The old men were crying. Both the old men were crying. And yes, so they were shocked. And they were thanking my husband and the boat. So from there, they went to Vomo Island Resort. So they report to the police from Lotoka just to let the police know that they are overloaded because they are only allowed 7 passengers per fiber boat. So there were already 7. So if they're 3 gonna hop in, it'll be 10 passengers. When they reach the wharf, the Lotoka wharf, they came and waited for the police again. The police wasn't there.
And who took the video on the phone the whole time?
It was my husband's uncle.
Right. Yeah, it's lots of people have seen that video. How does your husband feel? And how do you feel that your husband was in this video and saved all these people?
I was so emotional because I knew the three boys that were rescued by my husband very well, and so yeah.